surviving another September. September always ushers a whirlwind of change into our lives that makes it notoriously one of the most stressful months of the year. We focus on getting back to routines and structured activities. This year, you may notice that there isn't the same hint of exuberance as in years past. It is our second September living with the wide-reaching effects of COVID-19. Unpredictability and uncertainty pile on in a month already full of change. Instead of letting overwhelming feelings hold us in their grip, we can name those stressors and look at supports that will help us move beyond them with confidence. Stress is a normal part of our lives. It can still induce physical and mental responses. We must remember that stress is not always bad. Stress is an important reaction that protects you from danger. Without adequate stress in your life, you are likely to feel less motivated and unenthused. We've all been dealing with isolation and being apart from friends and family. Simultaneously, we've been fearful of contracting the virus. As vaccination programs continue, the hope is that all eligible and able citizens will become fully vaccinated. For back to school, be it elementary, secondary, or post-secondary, we're going to see a mix of teaching and learning styles in place as part of a new reality. There may be some workplaces that are eager to welcome employees back to their physical spaces, while others will take more time to develop return-to-work plans and modify their environments for safety. In some cases, employees may be permitted to continue their work-from-home arrangements. There will inevitably be changes, so learning how to cope can help reduce stress and anxiety. Some easier ways to support this include: take a self-imposed media break. Recognize when social media and news media are elevating your stress levels and tune out. Get outside and keep moving. Exercise is one of the best things you can do to stay healthy. Get enough rest. Never underestimate the power of a regular sleep cycle. Get help. Seek professional support. Don't forget about free resources and collaborations such as Wellness Together Canada at wellnesstogether.ca.